We're continuing our series of shiurim in Seches Bava Basra, Perek Cheskes Habatim, based on the shiurim of Maror Moshe Yeshiva Zatzal, or of Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Shir Shel Sabiyas Chus Moshe Ben Peshedina, the Rambam, in the 14th Perek of Toin Benitan, Halacha Ches says that if somebody is machzik benichzei katan for many years, Shanim Rabos, and he says that it's a mashkon, mashkonahim biyadi, meaning that it was the father owed me money, and he paid it by letting me use his land in the meantime and eat from the land. So if he wants, he could have said he bought it. So he's Naaman, because there's no chazaka that it ever belonged to this child's father. He takes what he says he's owed, and then he can give it back to the Yasam, to the Yisom. The Ravid says that he's learning the mice of Rabbi Bar Sharsham and the Gemara, that She'ena Yadua Sha'isa Shalavim, that it wasn't known that it belonged to the father. Hopefully we'll get into that Gemara in a different shir. It wasn't known. And since it wasn't known that it belonged to the father, so he's believed to make this taina that he says, and could have said, that I bought it, and instead he said that it's a mashkon and I'm going to give it back. So frek the Raivin on the Rambam, so why does he say a migu that he could have said lekuchi biyadi? There's a migu he could have said it's mine. Isn't that a better migu? Could have mama said it's mine, it's been mine all along, then you don't even raise your eyebrows. So why does it say Lakuchi Biyadi? Why is that the Rambam's amigo? If it wasn't known that it belonged to their father, and he could have just said that it was mine, why did he have to say Lakuchi Biyadi? To explain the Kasha the Rabbin more, the whole Ammanus of the time of Lakuchi Biyadi is because of amigo Lohai Dvar Me'ola. If the Yisomim had a Marakama, he wouldn't believe to say Lakuchi Biyadi, because you have a rule that you're not allowed to be Machzik B'nichzei Katan. So Mimela, there's no Mara Edim for the Marakama. And when he says Lakuchi Biyadi, why does he believe? Because he could have said L'hayit Var Me'olam, it never happened, fake news. It never belonged to them in the first place. What are they talking about? So since the whole word of Lakuchi Biyadi is that he's believed because he could have said L'hayit Var Me'olam, so why doesn't he just say it's Mashkoni Biyadi, and we believe him because he could have said L'hayit Var Me'olam? Why does the Rambam say the Miku is he could have said the Kuchei Biyadi? He should have said the Miku is the Lohayit Var Me'olam. Anyway, the Tain of the Kuchei Biyadi is because he could have said Lohayit Var Me'olam. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is that the Rambam writes that if somebody's Machzik B'nichzei Katan Shanim Rabos for many years. Now, what's the Pshat in the Shanim Rabos? Why is it important in this story? And this halacha to tell us it was many years. What inyan is there in many years? Bechla, we have a rule, ein machzikim nichzei katan. So what does it help us many years? It's a two inyanim that we'd like to be mevara. In the sugya of the Krovim of Ravidi, famous maisa, Bava Basra, Deflam Gimel, that the Krovim of Ravidi, or Karv of Ravidi, said that a certain tree belongs to him. Ravidi said it belongs to him. He said, I'm the closer relative. I'm the closer relative. It turns out Ravidi is a closer relative. The guy admitted it. And according to one day in the Gemara, Rav Chisda, the guy doesn't have to pay back the payrus. From here on in, it belongs to Ravidi from the time he admitted it. But until then, he doesn't have to pay what he'd eaten until then. The other relative. The one who admitted that Ravidi was a closer relative. And Abai and Rabbi says, no, came into Odi Odi. And he admitted that it belonged to Ravidi, so he has to pay back the payers. So that's the sugya. So in this sugya, Tosis explains that Ravidi's brought Edim that he's at Yosir Karav, and he's Ocha Bekarka because he's a Vada Yoresh, and the other guy is a Safik Yoresh, so he's Ocha Bekarka. And Ravidi is also Tobey of the payers that the guy admitted that he ate, and Rav Chisda patered him. Migu, the guy could have said, I didn't eat the payers at all. So Mele, he's believed to say that until now he's believed to say I'm the tree was really mine, and he doesn't have to pay for the payers because he could have said, all right, the tree was yours, but I didn't eat anything. And Abai and Rava hold, that's Tosis, brought Edim. And Abai and Rava hold explained Tosis that not like Rav Chisda, came in the Odi Odi, meaning that since he ate payers and he admitted he has to pay, and he's not believed in a migu. Why? Because what's the migu? Migu is that it could have been believed to say that the Etzim tree was his. The Migu is that he could have said, I didn't eat Peres, and therefore he's believed to say that the tree is his and the carcass is. So, Chori has a Migu. So, Abai and Rabbi say he has no Migu. Why not? Because since he ate the Peres and he admitted he ate the Peres, he has to pay and he's not believed in Migu. Why, since he loses the karka, Hova karka yotzis mitachas yado min adin de bakarka lek amigo. Meaning that he tied it on the Paris, I ate my own Paris, because he's, what is he really making? What tine is he making? That the karka is his, because he's the closer relative. Now he's not naman on the karka. He's not naman on the land, he's not naman on the tree. And on the karka he has no amigo. He's not believed in the karka, because he loses the karka. So once he loses the karka, he also loses the Paris. He has a migo on the Paris. And the Paris he could have said, I didn't eat. Therefore he's believed to say, they were really mine, right? The answer is wrong. Because if he has no migo on the karka, he also loses his migo on the Paris. And so writes Tosis that if the machzik was molded that he ate for 2 years, hadra arva, hadra Paris, the land goes back and the Paris go back. Even though he was amigo on the Paris, he could have said lo achalti. So we can believe him to say that it was really his. But the answer is that since he loses the karka, he has no amigo. He has zero amigo on the karka is only on the Paris. He has no amigo on the karka, he loses the karka. And Meili also loses the Paris. Because it's all tying on the Paris and they call it the karka. What is he saying? I'm eating mine because I own this karka. I own the tree and the land around it. So it's only getting the Paris, Mikoch the Karka, but he has no Migo on the Karka. If you have no Migo on the Karka, you have no Migo on the Paris. That's Abai and Rabbi. So we see in Sod and Tosfos that if you have no Migo on the Karka, you lose your Migo on the Paris. So there's a Stira in Tosfos, because on Amud Beis, there's a Maisa there. Somebody brought Adam. That he ate for 2 years. 2 years is not a chazakah. A person said to his friend, what are you doing on my land? And he said to him, I bought it from you. And I ate shnei chazaka. So the machzik brings Edim. He's been living there for 2 years, but he doesn't have Edim for the third year. So Nachman says, everything goes back. And Rav Zvid says that if he says, leperis yiradati, you know, I was working the field and I got paid with peris, he's believed. Because a person doesn't have the chutzpah to say that he eats peres that weren't his. Fractosis, he doesn't have to say the peres hieratity. He brought Edim that he ate for 2 years. He should be named Mimigo. If he wanted, he could have said the peres hieratity. So even without saying the peres hieratity, he should be believed. Why? Because he brought Edim. Where was his taina? His taina was that the field was his. And he brought Edim for 2 years. So he should be believed to say that the land is his vis-a-vis the Paris. He can't take the land because he only has witnesses for 2 years. But he should be believed to say the land is his vis-a-vis the Paris. Why? Because he could have said that the Paris hierarchy. He could have said, it doesn't have to tie into the Paris hierarchy. He could have said the Paris hierarchy. And the fact that he could have said the Paris hierarchy, so he believed in vis-a-vis the Paris, that the land is his. And therefore he doesn't have to pay it back. So That's Tosfos Kasha. Why does he have to befall Taina? The Peres Hirateti, even if he didn't Taina the Peres Hirateti, the very fact that he's making a Taina that the field is his. He should be believed that the field is his, vis-a-vis the Peres, because he could have said the Peres Hirateti. So if he would have said the Peres Hirateti, he wouldn't have had to pay. So here also, he doesn't have to pay because we believe him, vis-a-vis the Peres, that the field is his. He can't keep the field because he doesn't have Edom on the field. He only has Edom on 2 years. But, so he doesn't have a Chazakah. But as far as the Peres goes, he should be believed that he didn't, that he shouldn't have to pay the Peres back, because he could say the Peres Hirateti. And therefore he's believed to say that the field is his. So what is he from Tosis Kasha? That this whole Migu is only vis-a-vis the Peres. But the Karka he doesn't get to keep. See, there's no Migu on the Karka. So what do you see from here? That we make a chilik between the Karka and the Peres. That even though his Taina and the Peres is Mikoch the Karka, and he loses the Karka, the Migu should help for the Peres. And that's a stir in Tosis. It's a stir in Tosis. Because in the Sugya of the Karva Ravidi, what do we say? We said that if you lose the land, and your whole Taina and the Peres is Mikoch the land, that the land is yours, but you lose the land, so you lose your Migu on the Peres. You can't have a Migu on Peres if it doesn't work for the land. If you're losing the land, then we can't believe you just on the Peres, because the whole union of the Peres is Mikoch the land. Because when you're saying on the Peres, Didi Achli, I'm eating my own, because he's saying the land really belongs to him, the tree really belongs to him. And since he's not Naaman on the Karka, he has to give the tree back. And Meli's not believing the Peres either. But here we see Fakert. Here we see that he's not believed on the land. The land he's not going to be able to keep. And Tosu says, but let him be believed at least on the Peres. Because, meaning that the land is his vis-a-vis the Peres. He already has to give back the land. But as far as the Peres are concerned, he could have said the Peres Hirateti. So let's believe him also to say that the land is mine. So we're not going to let him keep the land. We're not going to make him pay back the Peres. It's a steer in Tosis. And the steer is, if you're Naaman in the Karka, if you're not Naaman in the Karka, you're Naaman in the Peres alone. In the first Tosis we see that they go together. If you're not Naaman in the Karka, you're not Naaman in the Peres. In the other Tosis we say no. You can be Naaman in the Peres without being Naaman in the Karka, and that's a big steer. So in order to explain this, we need to be Makdim, Bibir Yisod Dina Shal Migu Shalayit Varmeol, and this Migu, that it never happened. Fake news. When you deny it completely. We find in the Rishonim, the Achronim, they call Migu of Lahadam. Lahadam's Lahid Varmeel, and it never happened. They call it a Pesha Aser. They call it a Migu a Pesha Aser. Bir Hadover. Bir Hadover. That the Taina of Lahadam is a Taina that the Toiveya has no Koach Tevia. What is Lahadam? You, the Toveya, have no Koach Tevia. V'chein Alma Dabar. And that's what the Velt says, that the best taina is a tainas lahadam. In other words, that the toveya has no koach tviya at all. That's lahadam. Lahadam is it doesn't even start. You have no koach tviya. For example, when the ma'ara doesn't have edim arakama, the machzik taina is lahadam. It's not yours. You have no edim kar. It's not yours. Hara ein l'toveya koach tviya klal. Avli mahodol shum shu marakama. But let's say he says, no, you were the Marakama, but I bought it from you. So now you're giving the Toveya Koch Tviya. Rather, El Shal Zeh Gufa Yeshlo Pesha Asar. And this itself, he has a Pesha Asar. What's the Pesha Asar? The Yisod Din of Pesha Asar is that you can't be Mechalek Ne'amonis. You can't be Mechabal the Osar without the Hitir. If you're Mechabal the Osar, you have to be Mechabal the Hitir. And if we believe him on the Osar, we have to believe him on the Hitir. Believe him on both. Believe him on one, believe him on the other. And since Lule Masha Osar, if not for the Asar, what's the Asar? That it used to belong to you. So that gave the Tovea Koch Tviya. When he says L'kuichi B'yadi, saying it used to belong to me. It used to belong to you. So that gives the Tovea Koch Tviya. Now also, that he admits and he tines l'kuchi biyadi, ain lo koach tefiyah. Had he not answered and said that l'kuchi biyadi, then the guy would have had no koach tefiyah. So he handed the guy the koach tefiyah by saying l'kuchi biyadi. So that's the asar. But now the heter is not only did it used to belong to you, but now it's mine. I bought it. So achshav ein lo koach tefiyah. Kevin de lule masha asar lo haya lo tovea koach tefiyah. Hashtanami de hoda betan l'kuchi biyadi ein lo koach tefiyah. Had he not asered, that's the pesha asar. Had he not asered and said that you have a koach tefiyah? Had he not asked and said that you were that he was a lokeach and therefore you have koach tefiyah, then the guy wouldn't have had koach tefiyah. So now that he taka says lekuchi biyadi, the guy has no koach tefiyah. He's no koach to make any claims, to make any suits. And also, if there are no edim that he ate, and he has a miga, he could have said I didn't eat. Sufi had said I didn't eat. So what's this taina? It's a taina that there's no koach tefiyah. Guy says I didn't eat. You have no koach tefiyah to say I ate. So now that he said, yes, I ate, but I ate my own, he has a Pesha Asar. The same Pesha Asar. That what? That I ate. Ua Pesha Hitir, but I ate my own. Because how's he Tovea this person? How's he Tovea the eater? Mikar Chodasa. Because he admitted that he ate. So since he enabled this Tviyah, by admitting that he ate, when he said, I ate my own, didiachli, the toveh no longer has a koach tefiyah. Pesha asur, pesha hitir, and that mamish takes away the koach tefiyah. You answer it by saying that it originally belonged to the other guy, or you answer it by saying it that you ate, so therefore you're incriminating yourself, but then you say, yeah, but it's my own, or but I bought it. And therefore, the guy, he could have had no koach tefiyah. You gave him the koach tefiyah, but now that you say it's yours, you take away his koach tefiyah. And it would appear that we can add that miguv la'adam, the whole ikar koach, is rak mitzad ha'pesha asar. The yisod is to be mevatel l'koach tefiyah. U'kamo shebetaynes la'adam lo haya la tovea koach tefiyah kla. The miguv la'adam, the migu that he could have said lahadam, is mitzad the pesha asar, and only mitzad the pesha asar. And the foundation of this pesha asar is to be mevata the koach tefiyah. So just like in the time of lahadam he had no koach tefiyah, so to the migu, the other story that he uses, the guy also has no koach tefiyah, because he gave him the koach tefiyah, because he could have said lahadam where he would have no koach tefiyah, so now I gave him the koach tefiyah. And this whole migu is built on the pesha asar, which is mevata l'koach tefiyah of the other side. But there's no koach in this migu to give him ne'amanus to be zocha b'mamon chavero. Because if he's toin lahadam, he would never be zocha b'mamon chavero. For example, if he says, I didn't eat, he wouldn't be zocha b'mamon chavero. And now that he tines, I ate, but I ate my own, and he wants to be zocha b'mamon chavero, there's no koach in the migu of lahadam to give him zchus mamon chavero. The whole koach hamigu is to be mevatel zchus tefiyah from him, like in the taina of lahadam. So it's not enough to be zoche b'mamon, but it's enough to negate the taina against you. So now we can say as follows. The whole yisod that Tosis writes that a migu isn't effective on the peris. If the karka is yosei b'tachas yod, remember the first Tosis we saw? There's no migu on the peris if he loses the karka, because the whole tain on the peris is only mikoch the karka. So the guy admitted He said, no, you're the closer relative. So he loses the land. You lose the land, you also lose the peiros. Now he has no tain in the peiros anymore. He had a tain, he had a good migu on the peiros. But he could have said, lo achalti. Could have said, I didn't eat. Instead, what did he say? I ate, but I'm the closer relative. So, why does he lose that? Why doesn't that migo work? Because the whole thing that he says that he could have said that I. That the whole thing that he tines that it's his. That didi achli is only predicated on the fact. Could have said diachli. That's only predicated on the fact that he did say diachli, because he claims that he's a closer relative. But he's not naman on the karka. So how can we believe him to say diachli? He could have said loachli, but he says diachli. But how do we believe him to say diachli when he's not naman on the karka? So if you're not naman on the karka, you're not naman on the peiros. That's what we saw in the first Tosis. So the whole yisod that Tosis writes. The migu on the peiros doesn't help if the karka is yotze mitachas yado. It's dafka migu of lahadam, like the case of Ravidi Baravin. He was tovei the peiros, shahoda shachal, vislei migu, lo achalti. He had a migu of lahadam. And also in the other case, Tosis writes that the machzik was mode, that he ate 2 years, and he has a migu. He could have said lo achalti. So that's a migu of lahadam. It's a migu of lahadam. And their Tosis was Mechadesh, that since the Karka is Yotze Mitachas Yado, the Migu of La'adam doesn't help on the Peiros. Since the Koach of the Migu of La'adam is to be Mesalek the Koach HaTviyah. But this is in Shayach, where the Karka is Yotze Mitachas Yado. Because if he would have tined the La'adam and the Peiros, the Toveh wouldn't have had a Koach HaTviyah at all. Nevertheless, since he admitted that he ate, so now the Toveh has a koch to be Toveh the Peiros that he ate from his karka. Like the Marsis Kevin Dodi Odi. And that also says that ain't koch l'migu shel la'adam. The migu of la'adam can't be misalik the koch ha'tviya ala Peiros. Because since the Toveh is och in the karka, he has a tviya on the Peiros also. Because klapa yikr koch ha'tviya, you can't be mechalik between the karka and the Peiros. Since he's a koch ha'tviya of the Peiros, the migu of la'adam doesn't help to give the nitva koach to be zoch in the peiros of the toveh, because there's no koach of migu of la'adam to be zoch in what belongs to your friend. The ikar koach is only to be misalek the koach atviya shel ha'toveh. So what does he want to do with his migu? With his migu, he wants to be zoch in the peiros. You can't be zoch in the Peiros. You can't be zoch in the Peiros. Because you can't be mechalik between the karka and the Peiros. Because the whole word of lahadam is to be mesalik the koach hatviya. But here he has a koach hatviya. How does the other person have the koach hatviya? In our case, Ravidi. He has a koach hatviya because the karka belongs to him. So if the karka belongs to him, then you can't see he has no koach hatviya on the peiros. So yeah, the other person, the other relative, person who claims the relative, he has a amigo of la'adam. He could have said, I didn't eat, so you should believe to say that I did eat. Didi achli. I ate my own. Belongs to me. we should believe him out to the Peiris. Answer is, we don't believe him. Why? Because the Lahadam would have taken away the Koach HaTviyah of Ravidi. Ravidi has a Koach HaTviyah because we're giving him the Karka. Once you give him the Karka, he has a Koach HaTviyah, and Memela, the other person, has no right to the Peiris. No right to the Peiris. The moment you're makasher between the karka and the peiros, if he has a koach hatviyah on the karka, he also has a koach hatviyah on the peiros, and therefore the other person, the nitba, can't say, "All right, believe me on the peiros." Why should we believe you? You want to be zocha in the peiros? Lahadam doesn't give you that. Your migu of lahadam only gives you the power to be misalik the koach hatviyah of the toveh. And here he has a koach hatviyah because he has karka. But it's not like that with the case of the peiros yeradati. That's the other tosis. In the other tosis of the peiros yeradati, what does tosis say? He has a migu. He doesn't have to say the peiros yeradati. He doesn't have to say the peiros yeradati. Why does Rav Zvid say, if he tanes the peiros yeradati ne'aman, because the person's not going to have the chutzpah say the Peiros that weren't his? He doesn't have to say the Peiros Yeradati. All he has to do is bring two Eidim that he ate 2 years, and it'll be Naman B'tayin B'migo. He could have said the Peiros Yeradati, so believe him that he's eating what belongs to him. We said, wait a second, here he doesn't get the Karka. If he doesn't get the Karka, how are he going to get the Peiros? The answer is, had he tainted like this, his taina would not have been misalik the ikar koach hatviyah, because the other guy gets the land. But he'd be naman in this taina to be zoch in the peiros chavero, because of lo chatzif, because the person doesn't have the chutzpah to say he ate what he didn't eat. And this meal gives him koach ne'amanos to be zoch in peiros chavero and say they're his. And therefore, this meal is effective. Mimzakim in the Peiros, even though the karka is, he loses the karka. Because that the Toveh Zoch on the karka, that's just a siba that he should have a koach hatviyah on the Peiros. So now he has a koach hatviyah. Said you weren't misalik his koach hatviyah. Why weren't you misalik his koach hatviyah? Because he gets the karka. But still, the second guy who doesn't get the karka should be able to get the Peiros. The nitba could be zoch on the Peiros with the migu of the Peiros yeradati. And here we don't care that there's a, where it's mitchalek between kark and Peiros, because sof he is a migu to be zoch on the Peiros. In the case of the first tosis that we saw, the Ravidi tosis, so there he didn't have a koach hatviyah on the karka. Mameli has no koach hatviyah on the Peiros. What's going to give him the Peiros? What's going to give the other guy the Peiros? He could have said lahadam, but that migu of lahadam is not misalik the koach hatviyah. Why? Because the toveh zoch in the karka. Once the toveh zoch in the karka, he definitely has a koach hatviyah to give the Peiros. So how are we going to give the other guy the Peiros? Because again, lahadam doesn't give you a schus. This migu of lahadam isn't mezaka you in anything. So he already has a migu of lahadam, but all that does is be misalik the koach hatviyah. But here, Ravidi had a koach hatviyah because he had the karka, and therefore the lahadam say that I never ate, it's not going to help the second guy. Lokan, it's not like that in the migu of the Peiros yeradati. Because if he would have tainted the Paris Herodotus, you're right. The other guy, the machzik, person who says it's his, would still have been zoch in the karka, because he only had edim that the karka was his for 2 years. So the Marukama gets it. So the Marukama has a koach hatfiyah. So the Marukama gets the karka. The Marukama gets the karka. And his tain is not going to be misalik the koach hatfiyah. Why isn't it misalik the koach hatfiyah? Because the Marukama gets the karka. Why then do we believe him at the Paris? For a different reason, because of the Lochotzif. Here there's a side reason why he gets the Paris. Because a person doesn't have the chutzpah to say it's his when it's really not his. Even though he loses the karka, but he gets the Paris for a different reason. If he loses the karka, you're right. Once you lose the karka, you can't be misalik your friend's koach hatfiyah on the Paris. He has a koach hatfiyah on the Paris. And if you have no answer, then he gets to keep the Paris also, he gets the Paris back. And that's in the first Tosis, a Ravidi. Came into Odi Odi. The Marukama has a koach hatfiyah, or Vaidi had a koach hatfiyah, because he gets the karka. And the Mela, what right does the other guy get that the Lahadam doesn't give you Paris? So it all belongs, even the Paris belongs to Ravidi. But in our case, you're right, the Lahadam isn't going to be Misalik. The Paris Hiradati isn't going to be Misalik the koach hatfiyah. Because the Marukama gets the karka, but he should still get the keres because of lo chatzif. He could have said the peres hieratity, and we say that lo chatzif finish. So if he tines the Paris Hieratity, he's believed. He's believed when he tines the Paris Hieratity, because of Locha to finish. And not only that, that's Tosis Kasha. Even if he didn't say the Paris Hieratity, he just brings to Adam that it's his. He's also believed. Why? Because he could have said the Paris Hieratity. So here, we're going to believe him. Because you're right. He's not misalik the koach hatfiyah of the Marukama. Because the Marukama gets the land in the end. But we should believe him vis-a-vis the Paris, because he has a Migul. He could have said the Paris Hieratity, and that would have given him the fruits. He's believed vis-a-vis the land. So again, the Tain of Lahadam Mikshela Atzmo isn't Mizaki in anything. It's only Misalik the Tfiyah of the other guy. And if the other guy gets Karka, and he has a tefiyah. So Dal Mehacha, forget here in these two cases about the taina of Lahadam. Because that Lahadam is not going to help him. Because the other guy gets the land. And if he gets the land, he has a koach hatefiyah. Why then should we believe him on the Paris? So in the first Kelsos, it's by the way, Kriv Rav Edi. So since the other person who claims he's a relative has no tain on the Paris, because he was Mode, that he ate the Paris, and he's not believed in the Migul, and he loses the land. If he loses the land, he's no Koach HaTviyah. You can't say that I ate from my own. In the second case, when he says the Paris Hirani, when even if he doesn't say the Paris Hirani, he just brings to Aiden that he ate for 2 years, he's believed. Bemigu that he could have said the Paris Hirani. You're right. The first guy's getting the land, so he's not Masalik his Koach HaTviyah. But he's believed Bemigu that he could have said, you know why he gets the Paris? That he could have said the Paris Hirani. And if he would have said the Paris Hirani, that would have been fantastic. He doesn't have to say the Paris Hirani. See, we can be Mechalik between the Kark and the Paris. Because sof, he is a koach of migu to be zoch in the Paris. If you don't have a koach of migu on the etz in Paris, then once you don't get the karka, then you lose your koach atviyah. In other words, if you say to the other guy that the karka is not yours, if you say to the other guy, Lohid Rame Olam, I never ate anything, but he gets to keep the karka, so, and you're not misalik his koach atviyah. The other side still has his koach atviyah. And the only way you, the one who ate, is going to be zoch in the peiros, is if you have an independently standing taina. In the second case, he does. That he could have said that he has a migu. That he's believed to say that the land is his and the Paris are his because he could have said the Paris hereditary. So vis-a-vis the Paris, he's believed. He has a migo to be zoch in the Paris. Hashem came in the case of Ravidi. What rights does he have to the Paris? He's molded that the land is Ravidi's. So he's not misalik his koach atviyah. So what extra right does he get to the fruits? He's not naman in the karka, he can't get the paris either. So lahadam doesn't give you koach to be zoche. All lahadam gives you is that it takes away the koach atviyah of your friend. And memele you're zoche. But here when you get the karka, when Ravidi gets the karka, then the other guy, so he clearly has a koach atviyah. So what's going to give the other guy the karka? Tanev lahadam, lahadam's not mezaki you in anything. All it does is misalik the first guy's koach atviyah. But here he has a koach atviyah because he gets the karka. Once he gets the karka, he can't be mechalik and give the second guy the peiros. Because his tanev lahadam, his migo of lahadam, is not mezaki him in any peiros. Only in the second case, you're right. The Marakame as a koach atviyah, he wasn't misal like that, the person who ate the fruits. But you know why he gets the fruits? Because he could say the Paris Leratites. He's also believed to say that the field is his. There is an independent migu, not a lahadam migu. And this migu could be mizakim in the Paris. So, with that, we can explain the Rambam in our sugya. And Mirtz Hashem, that's what I'd like to do in the next year. Shalom.